Good afternoon and welcome back to the program. It is your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you again today. So on the phone with me right now is the Butler Township Manager. Tom Knights is on the phone, and we have a few things to talk about. We're going to be talking about the glass recycling and the Pullman Square Plaza idea with a recreational facility, maybe a little bit about Preston Park, and maybe Tom can explain to me pickleball. Tom, can you explain to me pickleball? I don't mean to make fun of it. I don't play pickleball, so I don't know what it is. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Good afternoon, Tom. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me, Tracy.
So let's start off with the glass recycling. And I know we really haven't touched base on this, and in part because of what's been happening, the glass recycling hasn't really hit the top of the news. So I'm glad I'm able to talk to you about this, because what happened in the first place that glass started not to be recycled in the mix of what people can throw away?
I think we were the same kind of a victim as most municipalities when the recycling market for glass kind of bottomed out. And as old contracts were coming to their conclusion and terminating, and you had to rebid those contracts, haulers were eliminating glass as a recycled item. So we were in that position. Our contract now is a year and a half old. Our new contract did not include glass as a recyclable.
And so a lot of people that I talked to, and we were all just in this kind of bewildered state, like, then what do you do? You know, we're so used to recycling this glass. So you have come up with a solution, although it started a while ago, but it got mixed in with the COVID news, and so therefore it didn't hit the top of the news cycle.
That's exactly what happened. So it took us about a year to find a company who was willing to take the glass, truly as a recyclable initiative, and turn it into a reuse product. So Dulubac Glass is who we've been in contact with, and they're the ones who've agreed to, you know, really commandeer this initiative for us. And we had an initial kickoff set off in April, and due to the pandemic and you know, all the unfortunateness that came with that, we had to postpone the kickoff.
Okay.
So what we've done is reinitiated that same program that we had hoped to get started in the spring.
I want you to tell us about the program, but first question is there an additional cost to this?
There's not. No.
Okay.
Matter of fact, there's no cost being borne by anyone who is actually recycling. The company who's going to take the glass is providing the containers. They're providing the transportation to and from their facility. So, no, there's no cost.
Okay. So tell us the process. What do we do? How do we go about doing this?
So if you take the actual Saturday event aside, on a day-in, day-out, week-in, week-out basis, here at the municipal building, it'll be in the very back corner. If you're not familiar with the municipal building, it's kind of three-sided, facing the corner. So in the very back of the municipal building, there's a long garage. I think there's probably 14, 15 garage doors. There's going to be a green hopper back there. Looks like a non-lidded dumpster. And what you'll do is you'll bring your glass, limited to jars and bottles. put those glass jars and bottles into this hopper. And if you bring them in a bag, we're going to have a garbage can set there, like a cart that you can throw away your plastic bag. Can't just leave the containers in that plastic bag and just deposit it all as one unit. Do have to take the glass out of the bags.
What happens when those bags accidentally get into that? Because I know some people don't pay attention, and
yep.
And I don't mean that to be rude, but I've even on occasion went by three recycling bins and I didn't pay attention to what I was throwing in what. And so that being said, what if somebody throws a piece of garbage in there or the plastic bag does get in there? Do you have to deal with that? Does the company you are contracted with deal with that?
We have to deal with whatever we see. So if it's something that's very visible, each time that hopper gets filled up, we'll actually have a large 20-yard dumpster that's actually in the fenced-in area of our stockyard. So we'll be taking that hopper down to that facility on Sawmill Run Road and dumping it into the large dumpster. Once that large dumpster gets filled up, that's when the company comes in and hauls the whole thing out. So between the deposits into the hopper and the time that it gets dumped into the dumpster, if we see bagged items or anything like that, that is an agreement that we have that we'll do everything we can to ensure that the glass itself is safeguarded from impurities.
Even though this is Butler Township, can anyone come and use this, or is this focused on Butler Township? Is this going to be used primarily by folks, residents in Butler Township?
I can say we're not going to ID people. The hopper is going to be available Monday through Sunday.
Okay.
Here's the biggest thing, and this is the only real negative about this. We're not going to allow this program to fail as a result of unwanted waste getting put into the hopper. There's cameras that are focused on this hopper now. Anybody who abuses it, you know, we're going to take that information and act accordingly. Aside from that, what I really hope this is able to do is to give neighboring municipalities the same idea. You know, right now we have no problem taking anybody's glass. It's a conscionable choice to recycle it. Bring it here.
Because the contracts
hopefully
the contracts are per municipality, right? That's why the different rules are in place for the different municipalities.
Right. So we have a contract currently with Waste Management that is for our solid waste and the recycling that they pick up. This particular agreement is standalone from our trash and recycling hauler. I believe that this similar program could be set up by just about any municipality. It could be set up by a nonprofit. It could be set up by any type of organization that is willing to have a vessel on hand, on a site that's available, knowing that, just like you'd indicated about accidents, there's going to be a glass bottle at some point in time that's going to smash on our parking lot. The nature.
Right, and I'm glad you're doing this. And nothing against anyone else who hasn't put this in place yet, but again, maybe your idea can translate to them, because we've gotten so used to recycling, and if it's our effort to help our environment, then you want to continue to do that. And when the glass issue came up last year, it stopped us in our tracks because, again, we didn't know what to do. So I'm glad you're doing this. Now, you say the kickoff event is going to be on the 27th. What does that look like, especially in the age that we're living?
So the event on the 27th is going to run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be held at the municipal building, right in the same vicinity as where the hopper is going to be permanently located. The same company who's, you know, picking up our glass for us has agreed to put a larger dumpster in the parking lot for just this event, assuming that there'll be a larger than normal volume. And we don't want to, you know, have to be shuttled around or have to shut it off. We want anybody who wants to bring glass, see where the hopper is going to be located, so that whether you're here once a week or once a month, you know, in the general vicinity of where you're going to be dropping the glass off.
But when we use the word event, that does not mean what we have pictured in the past, right? They're not balloons. There's not a party. There aren't things going to be handed out. Typically, that's what you'd think when you'd say event. It's just a drive-through. That it's the fact that it's open.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's more of a kickoff than event, probably is a better phrase.
And that's good. I mean, and I'm glad you're saying event, but it's interesting in how we're living right now. You know, it's like, what does that mean? What's it look like right now? Because the word event can mean so many things. So thank you very much for describing that for us.
Sure.
Butler Township Manager Tom Knight's on the phone with us talking about the glass recycling. Again, if you want to start doing this, you're in Butler Township. The 27th is when this is going to be really kicked off. And then you can use that throughout the week. Tom, while I have you, may I ask you a couple of other questions? Because
sure.
We've had a lot of news in the past few days about a couple of things with Butler Township. I know your meeting recently had a lot of news that came out of it. One is the Pullman Square Plaza idea in using that as a recreational facility location. What do you mean by that? I know in our news story we mentioned maybe a soccer field is possible. Are you looking at building a building, or are you looking for just an outdoor open space?
I think the ultimate goal is a combination. So in acquiring the property, and here's something interesting about the property, because I've actually read, you know, different comments on different media outlets as well. That property is actually cut in half by the township city line. So when you look at how everything is situated, we're really not looking at that line. We're just looking at one all-encompassing complex. So that's probably one thing to get out there, you know, right away. The idea behind it is active recreation. You know, the township right now has a lot of very passive recreation, such as Preston Park. You go out, you walk around at your leisure. It's a more placid setting, right? What we're trying to do with the Pullman property is to have more active. You'd mentioned earlier on about the pickleball courts. So we actually have pickleball courts that are going to be under construction this month at our township facility off of South Duffy Road. We're putting in three courts there. And really, use of that, or, you know, excessive use of it, is going to be our pilot for whether we build any at the Pullman Park or how many we actually end up needing down there. The athletic field is definitely a concept that we're looking at, a turfed athletic field. One of the things that we're certainly conscientious of is our weather. You know, you look at probably 30% of our days have some type of precipitation. It's challenging to have outdoor recreation year-round. Going the extra cost of a turf field would certainly help that. Having a covered facility would ensure that. So right now everything's pretty conceptual. We've run a few ideas on paper to see how it fits on the property, because there is a lot of easements on there as well we got to be conscientious of. But it's a pretty broad plan right now.
If we're coming across the Picklegate Bridge and coming into town that way, would we see the final product coming across the bridge? Would we see a clearing of some of that land?
You're going to see a complete clearing of the land. Matter of fact, to be accurate, when you cross Picklegate Bridge and come into Lindora, the property is actually on both sides of the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So it's not next. Is it next to the buildings that are already existing there on the right?
Yes.
One thing that I've enjoyed seeing over the past many years is the construction on that end of Butler. And any construction brings a newness to the area. I will have to say it's a great visual when you come across Pullman, or not Pullman, but you're looking at Pullman, and you're coming across Picklegate Bridge, and you're seeing the revitalization of the area. And so I just applaud the township's thoughts of continuing that idea of revitalization by purchasing this land and possibly bringing in some additional activity to that end of town, because it does bring a great visual. I guess I'm just thinking of coming across the Picklegate Bridge and seeing more activity in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be an aesthetic value for sure. The property's been for sale for a very long time, and again, there's challenges on it. There's several public utilities that cross along there. There's railroad rights of ways you got to stay out of. PennDOT, Department of Transportation, actually has a fairly large right of way that is vertical to the bridge itself. So when you start putting all these lines where you can't put a building, it actually starts to become pretty tight. So when you start looking at those slab on grade activities, the pickleball courts, the basketball courts, we've talked about relocating our deck hockey rink down there. So our deck hockey rink right now is not regulation size. So in order for us to hold tournaments or to, you know, increase league activity, we know we need to have a larger deck hockey rink. Whether we rebuild in place where it's at now, whether we rebuild down there, those are still the questions that are getting passed around.
Absolutely. Again, that, as we're focused on the Pullman Square Plaza, leads me into Preston Park. You mentioned that. You mentioned the pickleball courts as well, and I'll ask you my final question in a moment on that. But the Preston Park, can you give us any thoughts on the improvements that are going to happen there?
Yeah, pretty broad. So if you look, if anybody who's familiar with Preston Park, and if you're not, you owe it to yourself to go out and become a little familiar with it. It's actually a little tranquil piece in the township for sure. There is a gate located on the property that's really never used for what it was intended for when it was first constructed. Now what we're going to do is we're going to create one-way circulation in and out of the park. So the entrance to the park will be through that gate. We're constructing a new road to the top of the hill. It's going to intersect with the existing road, and that existing road is going to be improved and widened for one-way circulation in and out. In addition to that, we're going to create about 67 organized parking spaces that are actually lined out, and the biggest one probably public restrooms. So there'll be four total restrooms constructed.
And so is there going to be anything that we need to know in the way of closures with the construction? Will things be off limits, or when will the construction begin and end?
So the construction, we're anticipating somewhere in the beginning of July is when we're looking at the road construction and actually cutting in the road, running the sewer line, running the water line, installing the restrooms. That is anticipated to go from July to very early September, and then in September, that's when the actual paving is going to take place of the same road and parking lots. I certainly know, Tracy, there's going to be times where, because of the nature of the activity, we are going to have to close the park. We're hoping to limit them, and the contractor is, you know, very, very well aware that it's open to the public. If we're going to have a close down, we need to advertise it. You know, people need to know in advance as best as possible, and to limit those as much as possible. Part of that's on the contractor for sure.
Did you say
we don't want to put anybody in a position of you know, a safety concern out there while
sure.
it's going on?
Did you say that construction will begin this year? I'm just curious, because if those closures were to happen, should we expect that this year? Again, in the age that we're living, a lot of things have been closed, obviously, for the past many months.
Yeah, we just awarded the contract for the improvements on June 15th. We're anticipating awarding the paving project on July 6th. So it'll definitely be over the next 3 months
okay.
of this year.
Okay. We'll look forward to that information so we can pass that along to the public as well. Tom Knights, the Butler Township Manager, on with me. I know I'm running out of time with you, so I got to ask you, Tom, what's pickleball? I don't know what pickleball is. And it was interesting when our newsroom handed me this story, and I thought, what is pickleball? Is this something that's big and huge out there in society?
I'll tell you what, it is. It's large. And it's an all-ages activity, and this is just my uneducated explanation of it.
Okay.
It's standing ping pong.
Oh, okay, okay.
That really oversimplifies it, because there's an element of tennis to it as well, but the courts are much shorter than a tennis court. The ball is like basically an oversized ping pong ball. It's more of a hardened plastic. Imagine a ping pong racket that's probably four times the size. You know what? It's actually just a lot of fun to play. And there's all kinds of competition levels, and there's all kinds of competitor level equipment that you can purchase as well. I would anticipate that the three courts that we're getting ready to put in as our kind of our pilot, we're probably going to have to come up with some kind of a sign up sheet. I would assume.
Really,
that
it's that popular? That's great.
It is. Yeah.
That's great. And it's just not something that I ever got into. I tried tennis. We'll just say I tried tennis. We'll just leave it at that. Ping pong, I never can hit the ball. So if I'm playing anybody in pickleball, you'll win. So that's good, right, for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's interesting, because there are a lot of sports out there that you don't think are out there until they're introduced into the area, and then we realize how big they are. So I'm glad that you've learned about this, and folks would be using this, and they're looking forward to it. Do they have teams? Does Butler County have teams?
To the best of my knowledge right now, no. Now, I can say this. I know Cranberry Township has a very active pickleball association. I know that they've been putting in courts about as fast as they can find space and construct them.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. I'll be interested to see how that goes. And no, I'm not challenging you, Tom, in pickleball.
I was going to say, I'd be ideal to challenge, though, because I'm as novice as you are.
That'll be the grand opening.
That'd be perfect.
You and me on the pickleball court. Tom Knights, Butler Township Manager. Before I let you go, I always like to ask everyone your final thoughts, whether you want to talk about the glass recycling, because that is going to be in play again, or just Butler Township in general as we're going through these times.
Yeah, I think overall there's a lot of good initiatives that have gained a lot of momentum in Butler Township just in the past year. I think the township as a whole is really looking to address, you know, life improvements and address likes and wants and needs in the township itself. Certainly always open to suggestions. We have tons of different boards and commissions. Love to have, you know, people come in, volunteer for them, give your input. Even when you look at the Pullman property, I don't know all the latest and greatest sports out there. And there are other people who do, and we want to hear from you.
You can always learn something new. We all Absolutely. Can learn something new. Tom Knights, Butler Township Manager. Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Tracy.